Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Sharptooth Luke, Amy Meachin, Maya Mednyx, Nico Aspen, Caleb Eigsty, Boxer Santaros, Stephanie Cooper, Gray, Sarah, Sachi. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Hello and welcome to episode 114 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today I have
Ed Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen.
And who are you playing?
And Azu.
I've set a new arbitrary goal. How fast can I say that intro? Eventually, it's just going to be gibberish and high-pitched whines.
Oh, like Hammond.
I'm going to be honest, I was expecting an insult to me, so sure, yeah, you know what, okay. We're going to pick up more or less where we left off, which is, you managed to find big
middle
simulacrum, middle of the initiative order, you managed to find a big simulacrum machine factory jobber. Someone has been taking a couple of pot shots at you from the shadows.
I got an arrow to the shoulder.
You did get an arrow to the shoulder.
Luckily not to the knee, or I'd have to stop being an adventurer.
And then like, settle down with your wife, because that's what that means, right?
I think so.
I think that's what that is. With that in mind, then, I am going to jump to Sasha, because you are next in the initiative order.
She just had her turn.
And you have just seen the woman who is sort of stood amongst the machinery, clearly evading the machinery and taking the pot shots, who, like, yeah, if you got a skills crush,
yep.
You little pitter-patter of tiny crush. That is not a phrase.
No.
That is not a phrase.
Let's just move swiftly.
Let's move swiftly on from that one. In which case then, Grizzop, you are up.
Do I know where this person is?
You have a sense of direction as to where they are, but you don't literally know the exact square that they're in because they are literally obscured from you.
Sure, your first diagonal move is still 5 foot?
Yes. Yep. It goes 5, 10, 5, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, that's me.
Mm-hmm. In which case then, Hamid, you are up.
I still don't know where this person is. I'm going to take shelter behind the stairway that we came in by, but I'm not exactly certain which direction this person is, so I might be taking shelter in the wrong direction, but I am going to cast Mage Armor on myself.
The best spell!
Oh yeah, give me some of that AC.
Sorry, one thing I didn't mention as well, because cover is a thing, is the conveyor belt raised?
It is raised so that it can provide half cover. Exactly half cover.
What is the height of it?
So for Grizzop, you can use it to get total cover if you are sort of bracing against it.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I presumed as much.
Nice.
For future reference, I am assuming that people are taking cover now unless you say otherwise, like bracing against things, blocking up against them, stuff like that.
Sasha is pressed to the floor of the... In fact, like we said, she was sneaking along the conveyor belt.
Well, there's a simple thing. You got such a high one. You've placed yourself perfectly between two half-built simulacra.
Ah, okay. There we go. So crouched rather than prone, very important.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you don't want to go prone. Don't go prone. Yep. In which case, then, Hamid, you have done Mage Armor. That goes fine. Azu, you are up. Again, you know the vague, like, quarter of the building that they have fired from, but you cannot physically see them like Sasha can at this stage.
I'm also going to approach the vague quarter of the building so I can move. How many?
What's your speed?
Good question.
Almost certainly 20. You
it is 20.
Get four squares.
Four squares if you
okay. So, 1, 2, 3.
If all you're doing is moving, you could move another four. If her move speed's 20.
Oh, yeah, if she double moves, she gets another four.
Or I could cast Iron Beard, which I've been dying to do.
Please! Yes! Please do Iron Beard!
Yay! I'm gonna cast Iron Beard and have a beard made of iron.
That's the best!
Which grow from your face.
Yes! And it gives me plus one AC. And since I can't see them...
Have we ever done this on audio?
No, this is literally the first time.
Could you please describe for us the act of casting Iron Beard and what it does? I love Iron Beard, by the way. I love it.
Okay, so... when Azu doesn't know where she's going to get attacked from, she can grow a beard made of iron, just like forces itself out through the... I don't know. I imagine it like one of those like stop motion things of plants growing, where suddenly it's like...
I'm going to have to come the sound of an iron beard quickly growing. Oh, I'll just use that.
Oh, it's lovely.
Great, I'll chuck an echo over all that. Job done.
So that's plus one armour. I can also use it to attack. So
just not.
I could just. Chin
I mean, you
someone.
Can. You can chin people with it.
Or Maybe I can detach it and throw it like a boomerang.
I believe that's in the description as well, isn't it?
Yes. And the other thing I've got written down here is beard. It has the quality of beard.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's a good point. At which point, the woman has clearly not noticed you, Sasha.
Yeah.
Just let the conveyor belt take you to her. You don't have to move.
So how far do I move while everyone else is moving?
On the conveyor belt, you move 5 foot per turn. You already factored that into your move speed.
Okay, fine.
So the woman moves down towards you, Sasha. She's clearly not seen you. She then hops across nimbly the conveyor belt. You can tell that she appears to be aiming for Azu. She lines up the shop, and then before you can... The shop? She lines up the shop and begins selling her wares. She lines up the shot, and then really rapid, like the kind of speed that Grizzop sometimes get, shoots off two arrows straight at Azu from a narrow space. Azu, I'm afraid, give me a perception check, but I doubt you'll be able to make this. They rolled insanely high.
Yeah, I also doubt that I'll be able to see them. Yeah, I was correct. That's an 8.
Yep. So, it gets worse. Having just rolled this, they critted you.
Ooh.
So, that's a thing. They deal 19 damage.
Whoa!
You're fine.
I know, but that's still quite a lot of arrows.
So, in fairness, they moved as close as they could. And then, like, you can get a bead on this woman. She is clearly going immediately for kill shots, and is everything about her is just trying to take people out without being seen.
Yep. A lot of respect for that.
With that in mind, I believe it is now you, Sasha. She is still unaware of you.
Importantly, do I move forward one without doing anything? Because if I move forward one, I can then stab her twice flat-footed.
Yes, so for the sake of ease, rather than moving the conveyor belts at the end of the turn, there is reasons for this. You move your 5 foot at the start before you do anything else on your turn.
Okay, I, from the conveyor belt, stab her twice.
Oh!
Hopefully sneak it.
Oh, yeah, like you have the drop.
Right, okay.
You did very well, and that's the only roll that they've rolled less than an 18 on has been the perception check to see Sasha so far.
I rolled a 19.
A 19? Good, yes. But you can take two attacks, so do you want to roll the second one as well?
Yes! Come on! I'm 19 again!
Good, yes, two hits. Two fine hits.
Okay,
this is really going to hurt. Because you've got your extra sneak attack as well.
Yeah.
If you one-shot this, I'm going to be very angry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very angry.
It's a tradition.
But this has been entirely built so that they couldn't possibly be one-shotted.
So, is it 4d6 now? Yes, it is. It's
your
4D6.
Sneak attack is 4d6, plus you're doing fire, plus you're doing ice.
Okay, so the first one gets 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 13.
18.
18 total, and then your second dagger?
Okay.
That's a good roll.
Oh,
sorry, Alex. 10, 11.
Don't start at 10 and then go
12,
up.
13 plus 5.
18
so
again.
18.
Sorry, they have similar hit points to us, so they're fine.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, well, that would just about take out Sasha. So she is basically Sasha, but a little bit better.
Oh, fair enough.
Sasha has 50 hit points.
So, two things happen. One. You stab the heck out of this person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Please describe how you absolutely stab the heck out of them.
Oh, she, like, so Sasha is, she sees this woman like very confidently and smoothly and quietly plugging arrows into Azu, and is quite impressed, right, at what's going
thanks.
On here. It's done so quietly and slickly. But because she echoes the skill set, she still doesn't move from standing between these two simulacrum, or crouching between two, like, torsos of simulacrum. And she's moving very slowly behind the woman on the conveyor belt, and then very quickly from behind just aims exactly right between the flaps of the leather and twists.
Gah! Grim.
Conveyor belt of death.
Kind of in a way, though, showing off as it's because, you know, it's.
Look, I can do cool
you
too.
Might be
I
good,
can do cool.
But I'm better.
Well, I think we're probably like.
The second thing that happens
is
the woman might. I think they notice you.
Yeah.
I think they might be aware that you're there.
One day Sasha's going to be good enough at stabbing that she could do this and you wouldn't notice until you just don't collect your pension 20 years later.
What languages do people speak, out of curiosity?
Goblin, Dutch, and English.
Mm-hmm.
Arabic, halfling, English, French, Czech.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Orcish, Arabic, English.
Mm-hmm. English and French.
The woman cries out something in a language that none of you speak.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. Like, they cry out. I don't think any of you can even really sort of decode what language it is, never mind what they're saying. At which point then, we have... Grizzop, you are up. You now have a bead on where they are because they gave a big old cry revealing their position.
Cool. Have I got line of sight?
You could get line of sight if you 5 foot step.
Brilliant. So that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I take a 5 foot step to the side.
Yep.
Still half covered from the conveyor belt. I'm assuming they don't have half cover because they're not surrounded by anything.
They don't have half cover. Also, you can see, just for the timings of it, Sasha's both daggers are in this woman as she has just gotten the shot off at Azu, and you can see a look of utter shock, like real utter shock on her.
We're within 30 foot, so yep. I get plus one to this. On my first attack, I'm doing rapid shot, so because I make a full attack action, I get two shots at minus two, so that means my bonus is 11.
Yep.
So that's a rubbish 14 and a rubbish 17.
Let's
go through my dice.
Just throw it, mate.
He's getting dice happy. The rubbish 17 hits.
Oh, good.
Yay!
And then that is 7 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm making a second attack with my second attack. That's a 20, not natural.
Yep, obviously that hits.
3.
Okay.
That's me.
Bosh! They take the hit as well. At which point then, Hamid, you are up. You also now have an idea where they are.
Good. I'm still not like super confident that I can pick them out in the darkness, and they're near Sasha, and there's still lots of moving parts. But I have one spell that doesn't care.
Oh.
I cast Magic Missile. That was not a good roll.
Wow.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I want you to know the player in me is very sad. The GM in me is very happy.
11 damage.
Bad for this person.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't. Not even a little bit. Azu, you're up. You also have a sense of where this person is. In fact, you can now see them now that you know what you're looking for.
Wonderful.
I will also say, for listener benefit, there are a few items around this conveyor belt which are sort of clearly dangerous and you probably don't want to head into the square of. Whilst you can get to this person, you couldn't, for instance, do a charge directly beeline at them without hitting that thing, but you could quite easily move and get to them. You just wouldn't be able to do a charge, which is the one that gives you sort of like bonuses to like damage and things.
Okay, in that case, I just won't charge. I'm just going to move to them and then,
yep.
And then smack them.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
And I can tell you now, just don't occupy the square that's clearly marked and you're fine.
I know that I'm not the best player. Okay, so that'll be 1, 2. Side there.
Yep.
Your miniature's so big.
I know.
It's so big.
It's a maxature. Yeah.
It's okay. As big as it can be before it's a large.
Oh no.
But you get plus 10.
It probably will hit. This person does not have great AC.
In which case, 17.
17 hits.
Okay. And then damage is 1d12 plus 6.
I just passed you a d12.
Oh really? Is that what it was? Okay. All right.
That's going to probably be a murder.
Whoa.
That is an extremely large chunk of damage.
So that's a hit for 17 points of damage.
All of us hit, and hit well.
If this person's build is very similar to Sasha's, she is definitely dead, because that is much more hit points than...
Oh my!
I mean, that sounds like equal to paladin hit points.
I genuinely built this worried. I built this like, I might really hurt the party here. This could be really bad.
If we hadn't found her and been whittled away, yes, we found her. So, turns out the stealth character real dies when people know where they are.
Yeah, turns out they really, really needed to know that Sasha was there. They are not dead. They are not dead.
They're not dead.
They are not dead.
Well, they do have a lot of hit points.
They do, however, like, look really badly injured. Yeah. Like, there are gashes, there are wounds, one of their eyes is not opening
she's
properly.
She's on my knife.
She's still on your knife!
You just got your knives in her, turned
so
her to
actually,
face Grizzle, then turned
very,
her to
just
face.
Very quickly, so rounds take about 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So in the last
this is the worst 6 seconds.
She's been stabbed twice.
In the back.
Shot twice, hit with 4 bolts of magical energy, and then hit by a howling great axe. That's been her last 6 seconds.
Screaming as well.
I really like. I'm not going to, but I really want to just smash cut to what was the worst day of your life? It's just 6 seconds long.
What was the last day of her life?
Fair point.
don't know, we might, like, interrogate.
The important thing is that none of you know the language she's speaking as she says, please, please, I'm just trying to help.
No!
That is not what's happening here.
Good.
I mean, she opened by shooting, so...
she opened by shooting multiple times.
That's how some people say hello.
That's how people I kill say hello.
Yeah, she did hit me twice, so I feel justified.
Maybe on my next turn, rather than attacking, I'll cast Comprehend Languages.
Just hearing your Magic Missile would be great.
The woman immediately gives a huge angry cry, reaches up with her spare hand that isn't holding the bow, and rips off her hood, revealing the bed of serpents that replace her hair.
Okay. Oh. Nice.
She turns and immediately throws her eyes wide, yelling something in a language that you can't speak, and stares hard at Sasha.
Hang on a minute. Can I make a religion check to try and recognise the language?
Yes, you can.
It's definitely a missile, but I don't know that. I don't know.
What did you get?
It sounds bad. Like,
no, what did you get, genuinely?
Oh, you actually want
to
know?
It is possible for you to get this with a check. It's not just like a
yeah,
two.
Yeah, sure.
You rolled a three.
I get an eight.
An eight?
Yeah.
It's a bad language.
The nasty one, I don't know.
I'll give you recognise the language, but you cannot place it. You can't speak it, you absolutely can't speak it.
Oh, I've heard.
I have heard this. This isn't like blah 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 blah, like there's words in there.
Okay, sure.
You're just like, can't place it.
Yeah.
You have to give me a make this check.
Yep.
A fortitude save.
Are you hitting us with insta kills?
Ooh, fortitude, she may like
that might be turned to stone.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Okay, that's 18.
Fine. 18?
Yeah.
It's got to be fine.
Oh, it's closer than you might think. So yeah. And then
yeah,
I
no longer want to understand her. Now I want to kill.
The world goes wrong briefly.
It goes
and
crunchy.
Just have you ever like you know the sort of tunnel vision thing you can get where it's like I don't know if you've got migraines things like that. You know where things drop off from the side.
Alex, I've recently been fainting unexpectedly.
So
yes.
That begins happening.
Oh, so she feels hot, nauseous, and like suddenly things go grey at the edges.
Yep.
And like it's got hard cotton wool to stand in your ears. Up.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Oh, yeah.
And then she manages to throw it off.
Ah.
The creature then, I say creature now,
yeah.
Not woman, takes a 5-foot step onto the conveyor belt. That way, yep. The conveyor belt activates. Obviously, that takes in the extra 5 foot. So they are now about 10 feet away from both of you. And all of the snakes have whipped themselves up and are now staring in all directions. And yeah, it's very, very
puppies.
Clear. This is a common enough creature from the dim and distant that I'm not going to get knowledge checks. This is a Medusa.
Yep.
Like, Rome was big on them. Rome was a big fan of Medusas, actually. They were like, you know what you've got over...
Gorgons.
Gorgons, yes.
Gorgon is the creature type. Medusa is the
specific one. Yeah.
Interestingly, in Pathfinder, listed as a Medusa, not a Gorgon.
Yeah, it's a common mistake, actually. And Medusa has quite a sympathetic story, but we'll leave that till...
Also, I wonder if you're allowed to copyright Gorgon. You're probably
I don't know.
Medusa.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But yeah, regardless, you are all like, that's that thing what turns people into stone.
Uh-oh.
Like, everyone knows that.
Oh, no, that's it. Yeah, D&D has definitely copyrighted the phrase Gorgon, and so Pathfinder have had to call it a Medusa so that people know what it is.
Like, almost certainly.
That's,
almost certainly.
That
In which case, then, that's its entire turn, because you all managed to crush it. Meanwhile, Sasha, you are now up.
Somersault over and stab her in the back.
Ooh.
Okay, give me the acrobatics check.
I got
so
a 21.
I've not really had the chance to roll this, I suppose, because no one really comes even close. This character might manage it. Oh, oh, it's possible. I'm struggling to find it on the sheet. Bear with me. You succeed.
Oh, does she reach out?
Yeah, she does. She literally reaches out to grab you and obviously is going to be like, look into my eyes.
Heel.
But
yeah.
No, you do manage it. It is close, though. It is close. So you flip and then do your thing.
Stab her in the back, yeah.
Only
right.
One.
Yeah, only one. So that is 25.
That hits.
Yep. And then.
Yes, it does.
Oh, this is terrible, actually. That's 12 plus 2, 14.
Oh, they're looking real bad. They're looking real bad. You know what? I'm gonna take a break there, and I'm gonna see if I can't, like, quickly generate two or three more.
It's going to die before you get to do anything else, Alex.
No.
Don't even try. Just let it go!
Rusty Quill presents Season 4 of the Magnus Archives, the internationally renowned weekly horror fiction podcast which follows the statements and mysteries that lurk inside the Magnus Institute, a British organization dedicated to researching the esoteric and the weird. Join head archivist Jonathan Sims and his dedicated team as they continue to record and investigate paranormal statements, but be warned, things have changed. The team is in tatters, and where before the statements were unsettling, together they have begun to form a picture that is truly horrifying. Because the archives are awake, they are hungry, and they are not alone. Season 4 of the Magnus Archives available for free on January 10th, 2019 via iTunes, Spotify, and all other good podcast players. For more information, visit rustyquill.com.
Okay, welcome back. That's fine. This is fine. It hasn't happened again. This is genuinely the last time I'll ever be like, oh, I'm a bit worried. They could take everyone out.
I mean, as you know, the things that nearly kill us are the old men on Paris rooftops.
You wait. There are going to be so many civilians and you're going to die. You're going to die so hard. Right. Grizzop, you're up.
Yep. Take a 5-foot step.
Or just watch. Just watch what's happening. See, you know. Hold your action, gauge what's...
Look, I'm only getting one attack, so I'll probably miss. Oh, wait, I can do a full attack with 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You say? Oh, brilliant. So those are both 15 and 19.
Both hit. They're built for a very specific thing. Oh, right. You all seeing where they are is not the thing that they're built for.
Right, well, they'll get murdered then. Cool. 7 and 2, and my... final attack, 11. So that probably misses. But yeah.
So 9 damage total.
9 damage total. Oh no, I've got to maths. No. Right. They are on their last legs. Like, they are literally staggering. They are not in the staggered condition, because I have to say that.
I duck behind the conveyor belt and obtain total cover. Right? You can drop to the floor as an incidental free action.
Yeah.
In which case then, Hamid, you're up.
Oh, you know what it's time for, guys.
Anything but that is
time
what it's
for
time
another
for.
Another magic missile.
How many legs this will take out.
That's about as low as it could
an
be.
Intensely average.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's way below average.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I filled the room with death.
Ten damage.
I filled it with death, and it never even got off the ground. How do you kill her?
Like the minimum a magic missile can do is 8.
How do you kill her?
Magic missile. It's almost identical to the grub.
No, it's not. Anything but.
No, it's not. Yeah, again, they streak round. They split round Azu. Two missiles come from either side, thudding in and causing her to drop to her knees in front of Sasha as the final one hits her in the chest and she flops forward onto the conveyor belt.
Oh.
Such a weird coloured blood on Sasha's daggers.
Can you do me a favour? Can you put the Medusa face down and can you slowly slide it along the conveyor belt in the direction that is written on the map as it just...
Sasha steps to the side.
As it just slowly shifts along the conveyor belt.
Bye. Wait, Sasha's going to loot the body because this is going to have cool ropes.
You might want to grab and pull her off the thing then.
Grab the thing. Because she has that cool adamantine
so
arrows.
Badly.
I don't know what you're talking about. It went really
That went so badly. One roll. They missed one roll.
So sturdy.
And that was their undoing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
I'm not sorry. We are a competent, efficient party.
You want to know?
And we beasted that.
You know what?
That,
here's a behind the curtain thing. You know why that went wrong? It's my fault. You know why? I thought, you know what? I'll give her a hood. And if I give her a hood, they won't know it's a Medusa and they'll come in nice and close. You know what that hood did? It removed the perception bonus that she gets from all of her snakes. Which would have been exactly the amount required to see Sasha and immediately destroy her.
But, I mean, that was then pretty foolish, yeah.
Why
the hell do we know that she's a Medusa?
The thing you need to remember, though, is if Sasha hadn't been standing next to her, I wouldn't have been using Magic Missile. I would have been using Fireball.
Yep.
True.
Oh, she'd have evaded that.
Really?
Yeah, she probably had evasion.
This creature was built for this, destroying all of you on condition that you didn't see. That's fine. Cool. You loot the body. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm assuming there are more cool adamantine arrows.
In terms of what's on her,
yep.
Not much that's great. She has a masterwork bow. It's not magical. She has a masterwork bow. She has a quiver full of adamantine arrows.
Throws them over to Grizzle. I don't know if these are useful to you.
Oh, great.
They're well factory made. Like, you know how, like, with the goblins, it's like they make it really well, but it is kind of make in bulk. Same kind of principles, but certainly you could use them. And mechanically, because it's not come up that often, as a reminder, adamantine bypasses, like, hardness of objects, amongst other things.
So what damage do they do?
They don't do additional damage, but they also...
They do normal damage, but they'll bypass DR.
Yep. So next time you encounter something, it's like, it doesn't seem to be doing enough damage.
If I've got to shoot a robot, I'll shoot them with these.
Yeah, you know what? That's pretty much what they're built for.
Yeah.
Or a wall.
Yeah, great. I'm going to kill that wall, Dad.
You know, shot a wall earlier today, may I remind you?
Actually, I shot a rune which was painted on a wall.
Just saying, it might
I'll
have broken the rune.
I'll also give you the arrows that hit me.
Oh, thanks.
Other
used
rinse
arrow.
Them off in the pipes.
Other things that they have on them.
Yeah, more daggers.
They do have a dagger.
Yeah, going to take that.
But what's it made out of?
It is an adamantine dagger.
Now you've got two. Doesn't matter if we use one to prop open a door occasionally.
Doesn't matter at all, they're adamantine.
I can't believe the fight you guys
it is just
that.
It was just
so
a normal adamantine dagger. There doesn't appear to be much special to it. It's almost like this creature relied on all of its inherent natural abilities that never really happened.
Similar would happen if someone looted Sasha's body. They'd just be like,
what do they have?
Just
what? Why would
daggers?
You need? Yeah. Other things that they have on them is basically a boring ration pack, as in, like, it has some candied sweets in.
Oh, nice!
And also, they appear to have an ID on them.
Ooh. I'm gonna pretend to be a
producer.
They literally have a workplace ID. It appears to be made of sort of etched steel. It doesn't really have much in the way of a photo. It just has. It looks
it
like a punch card. You'll never know. You'll never know. It's written in machine code and there's little holes in it.
Oh, cool. Well, Sasha's going to take that. I mean, if that's made of adamantine, then that would be useful for wedging doors open.
Not made of adamantine. Well, made of steel.
Take it just in case it's useful for sliding in between doors and doing
latches. We can go through the rest of the facility using this as a key card.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all played computer games, right?
Said Hamid in a weird momentary lapse of reality. Yep. The creature's dead. Nothing else appears to be reacting.
Right, well, back to work then.
Yep.
Still got a factory to smash.
Yeah, I'm going to go see where the simulacra are going.
Okay. I'm obviously going to drop people out
Medusa.
Of initiative.
Yep.
There's not really... Five Medusa! And they're all like, argh! That would be like CR 20-something? Like pushing 30? So probably not.
I mean, I'm kind of interested. Like, as a GM... question. If a fight seemed to be going too easily like that, I don't understand what's wrong about being like, yeah, another one steps out of the, like their buddy turns up.
It's a bit cheap. Besides, I planned for this contingency. You're okay. You're all right. You continue to start smashing stuff until, Hamid,
yes?
You hear a whispered voice in your ear. Hamid, it's Sayer. Someone's taken Ishak from the house. If you know anything, you need to let us know as quick as you can.
What? Oh, what? Oh my god!
I'll give you this for free. You recognise it as sending. So, magical communication, you get 25 words to reply with from their casting of it.
I don't know anything.
Every single person's like, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Every single person.
Good that he's admitted it, finally.
send more information. I'll come and check as soon as I can.
Okay.
I mean, Hamid wouldn't be counting words in that situation.
No, of course not, of course not. I am. Because if your sentence makes no sense when it cuts off, I have to know, that's all.
I'll be coming back in.
guys.
What?
I just got a sending from Sayer. Someone's kidnapped one of the twins.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no!
Can we get Einstein? Can he teleport me back to Cairo? And you guys can follow as soon as you're done here?
Okay.
Another sending appears for you, Hamid. We think they teleported. We don't have any more info. I was hoping you might have something.
I'll see if I can do anything.
Okay.
I'll send back, and then I'll resume and say.
Yeah.
So I think they might have teleported away, but we still probably need to. I still probably need to go back to Cairo and see what happened.
Okay. Well, do you need help with that?
I mean, well, yes, but I mean, it's really important to shut this place down.
Yeah, well, here's the mobile... You've got a mobile stone, right?
Well, no, we only had one.
All right, well,
us.
I'll chuck you it. So I think I was the last person to say something about it. So.
I attempt to use it? I mean, we haven't ever talked about how it's used.
Just talk into it.
Yeah. Einstein.
Oh, hello. Oh, that's so weird. I was just going to call you. Oh, that's so strange. Is Azul there?
Yes. Well, why were you going to call us, Professor?
Really weird thing. Put me on to Azul.
Can I ask you a quick favour first?
No.
Please, Professor, it's really important.
This is more important.
My family, my little brother's been kidnapped.
Oh, that's weird. I have the same message for Azul.
What? Here, Azul.
What's this?
So, two things. One, your family is lovely. I really like your friends and family.
I know, they are. They're the best people.
The other thing, one of them's missing now.
What?
I'm certain they were teleported. I'm just finding out where from now.
Which one?
Yeah, is Emeka. They've been putting me up. Really good person. Super nice. Gone now. Totally gonna find out where they're from. Just thought I'd let you know.
Can you tell us, tell us where they teleported? It's probably the same person kidnapped my brother.
Cool. Oh, yeah, about that. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go check this out now. Okay, bye.
Should we go and get him if he knows how to?
We can't do anything unless he teleports us.
But no!
Sasha keeps sabotaging.
Crunch, crunch, bang.
I'm gonna leave them to this as well. There's nothing I can do to help. So
it's just as you could have it.
Just like staring at him, like no.
He'll get back to us. He said he'd get back to us. He's looking into it. He'll be able to find out. He'll find out where they teleported from. He's like the best teleporter in the history of ever.
Okay, all right. It will be okay.
It's gonna be okay, Azu.
Yeah, we sort of like. I reach down and sort of try and pat you.
I hug your upper thigh because that's where I can reach.
Aww.
An agonizing 15 minutes passes.
Aww.
Kamish does some mild sabotage, but his heart's
I went to check where the simulacra are going.
So, I'm going to jump to you, Grizzle. Down that corridor, it goes a long way, like a real long way. Can you give me, it doesn't come up often, can you give me a survival check, please?
Nine.
You reckon it's probably heading back in more or less, like, the direction of where the warehouses were?
That makes sense.
But, like, you know, there's a decent margin for error there.
I spent some time breaking the crap out of this conveyor belt.
It is a bit more rugged, but you're quite good at breaking things, and you can manage.
What I'm doing is taking adamantine rocks and just shoving them into the conveyor belt gears.
This is the correct call, by the way. You would have all been having a much harder time breaking things. The idea of using adamantine, totally the right call, yeah. You destroy that bit of the conveyor belt, all of the constructed chassis, start piling up just at the entrance to the tunnel, where they should be continuing down the tunnel beyond your dark vision. They just start, tonk, there's one, tonk, there's the next one, tonk, and just a pile of simulacrum starts building up.
Mm-hmm.
Or simulacra, I should say.
Simulacrides.
Simulacropodes.
Simulacratum.
I'm going with that. I like that. That rolls better. Much like the chassis off the conveyor belt onto the ground. Hamid. Who's holding the stone? Azu, sorry.
I think, I'm probably still holding it.
Okay.
Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
Yes. I've run back over.
Hamid!
Okay.
Did you find them? Einstein?
Sorry it took a while. I had to do a couple checks. I thought I was wrong.
What do you mean, wrong? What? Tell us, what is it?
How many people do you know in Rome?
Rome? Zero.
I think they might have gone to Rome.
Oh!
Oh!
And the prom's tomorrow!
Also, the timings fell weird. I should be able to end an episode there, but I can't. We've got like another 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
Sasha, right. Sabotage.
Then that's where we're going.
Can you send us to the same place, Professor?
I mean...
What?
I know we shouldn't go there, but we have to find our family.
Chances of things going wrong are really high.
Yeah, probably.
Like, really high.
How? What do you mean going wrong?
So, you know when you throw a stone and it goes wrong and it ends up like 10 feet away from where you wanted it to go?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that in hundreds of miles.
But if we go there...
We have to take the risk. It's our family.
Okay, I'll get back to you. I'm going to make some...
No, wait, don't...
This isn't easy! This is gonna take some work!
Just warn us before you do teleport us though.
Wait,
Ready.
Wait.
Will everybody stop shouting? Stop Shout!
You can clearly hear he's now talking to people who aren't you.
Stop, shout! It's fine! Yes, she's there! She says hello! I don't want you! It's fine! Stop shouting! Why are you crying? I'm fixing the problem! Little girl, go tell the others! I'm fixing the problem! I need a book! Please, just stop it! Okay, I'm closing the door! Oh my god! Sorry, what?
Don't teleport me!
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't want to just be snapped out of where we are, okay?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to come to you anyway.
Oh, fine.
Why?
Okay. To teleport.
I'm done with this conversation. I'll be back.
The stone just stops glowing.
Right, well,
this is definitely worse than before, actually.
Well, we need to finish this now, then.
Yes, we should go.
And we should tell
finish
the
it up as quickly as
people
possible.
In Damascus that their river's been nicked.
Yeah, I'll stay behind and do that if you... I know you guys need to go and do this, but we still have a job to do and somebody has to finish it.
That's fair.
Grizzle.
No, Ben, we're not losing your character again!
It's all right, I'll make another one.
And then we can do the side quest I'm going to call The Culling.
Okay, now Hammond has a lot of nervous energy and anger, so he's going to get really into the sabotaging until Einstein turns up.
Yeah.
Remember, I can cast Acid Splash an infinite number of times as well.
Oh, lovely.
Azu. Yeah. You hear a voice in your ear. It's a whisper. No one else would be able to hear it. Obviously, you can, like, call them over, but it's a loud factory full of grinding and the sound of machines dying. So the fact that you can hear it at all, it's right on the edge of your hearing, but it is a... Hi, Azu. I really think it's about time that we all talked.
What? Who are you? She at first, she looks around wildly, like, who's that?
You see a bunch of people who aren't paying attention to you, namely Grizzop, Hamid and Sasha, because they can't hear this currently. I was trying to, you know, talk to all of you, but it's not really... I've been getting a lot of resistance. I dropped a present off for Sasha.
Oh!
You're currently smashing up my factory.
Good.
Look, I really think you probably want to hear what I have to say, but, I mean, you've still got a bit of time, I think, before anything like that happens to them.
What? You have something to do with stealing a mecha? You have my brother.
Oh, no, we have the others as well.
The others?
So, I mean, we... You know what, this is going to be a lot easier. If you go into the supervisor's office, you're going to see a mirror. That's going to make things a lot easier for us, if you could just go there.
All right.
Oh, take the others, actually. That'd make things easier. Especially for Goblin.
Okay, since it's very loud, Azu is going to jump up and down, waving her arms in the air.
What?
She's so happy to be smashing this factory.
What?
Someone's talking to me in my ear, and he has our families, and you shot him, and...
Oh, that idiot!
Yeah, the one who had Barrett,
what was
and
it?
He Col- says...
Colgate? Wordsworth? Some...
Arthur.
Yeah, but... Someone you knew, Wellington.
Arthur Wellington, maybe?
Yeah. And also, what family?
What's he saying?
He says go to the supervisor's office and look in the mirror.
No.
If they've done anything to Beaming Gusset, I'll be angry, but, like, he can look after himself.
Where's
no,
the
he can't, Azu hears.
He says no, he can't.
Oh, so he's listening. Hey, mate!
Where's the supervisor? I'm starting to look around to see if I can work out where.
Sasha heads up the stairs.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, there is the other stairs, which is fairly obvious.
Get shafted! I'm not talking to you.
You don't hear anything.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to sabotaging.
Sure.
Okay. I need to go and. I'm going.
So you all head up the other stairs that aren't, you know, massive parts of the factory, sure. So, heading up those stairs, it becomes immediately apparent that it leads to another corridor, where one of them on the left is clearly, like, another sort of supervisor's office. It has a window that looks out over the rest of the factory. It's very obvious. It's currently dark and empty. The door's closed.
Can you check this for traps, please?
Checks it for traps? It's just a perception, right? Well, that's 17.
There's nothing there. It's not even locked.
Okay. Open the door.
So inside you see what are an array of... I want to call them the controls for the factory floor. However, they're unnecessarily complicated. And the room is... maybe about 20 feet by sort of 10 feet. So you've got this big bank of controls, and then at the back of it, you see that there is a floor-to-ceiling mirror, which looks completely out of place. It has sort of ornate scrollwork around the outside, and...
is magic.
And is clearly magic, yes. There is a couple of chairs in front of the bank of controls, and that's it in the room. Mm. You can see that there's sort of weird swirling smoke coming from behind the mirror glass. As in, I don't mean entering the room, as in like...
If it's dark in here, I'll cast Dancing Lights again.
Sure, yeah. There is nothing additional to describe at this stage.
Knowledge Arcana on the mirror?
Yeah, go for it. Mm.
18? No, 17.
There are certainly ways of communicating with mirrors. They carry a couple of downsides. They normally you can't like talk through them, so it's like visual only.
Yeah.
But normally it's a really good way if you need to show someone something. Like you could be given, like Wild hypothetically could have given you like a hand mirror, but you wouldn't have been able to talk at one another. You'd have just been like writing messages.
Charades.
Yeah, charades, that kind of thing. But again, it's really good for like demoing things. And for instance, it would probably allow the guy to have a view of what's going on in the factory, the way that it's sort of angled slightly and so on. It would just be a check-in. Is everything all right? Yeah, I'll stop checking now kind of deal, probably. You certainly wouldn't be able to make it. They're expensive. Difficult.
What did they say about the supervisor's office?
That they wanted to look at the... Oh, this is his factory. He owns this factory. Ah. Destroying his factory.
Sure. Well, here we are then, I say to the room.
Yes, we see the mirror.
Do any of you approach the mirror?
Nope.
Yes, but not super close.
Same.
I need to know distances.
10 foot.
Great. Perfect. So it just seems to be like swirling mists and clouds on the other side of the glass. And then the second that you actually like line up with it, this is such a weird comparison, but it's the best one I can give you. Have you ever seen like laptop privacy screens where it's like there's nothing there, and when you're at a certain angle, suddenly like the image is there? It's that kind of thing. The second that you sort of line up with it and looking into the mirror, the image starts to resolve itself. It's still smoky, and also it seems weirdly distorted, and from your knowledge arcana, that's unusual. Normally, the reason that you do this kind of mirror thing is get a good picture of what's going on. So the fact that it's weirdly distorted might mean, I don't know, the mirror's broken, someone did the spell wrong.
And there's really bad magic haze.
I mean, hypothetically that, but you see on the other side, there are four figures that are bound and on their knees facing the mirror.
Oh no.
With two cowled figures behind them. To describe the people, but you're the only one currently that can see this because the others are keeping their distance. To describe who you can specifically see Beaming Gusset.
You can see
Ishak. You can see an orc. They seem quite large for an orc. Unless you want a lot of detail, I'm not going to go into it at this stage. And you see a goblin there who looks slightly the worse for wear compared to the others.
Uh-oh. Okay, I've seen you approach the mirror, so and nothing happened, so I'm going to go and join you. So I guess I see the same thing.
You see the same thing. Shocker, the orc is Emeka.
Who could have guessed? Okay.
Oh my goodness! Revelations! Bombshells!
I'm just staring absolute daggers straight at the mirror. What do you want?
We see them.
We just want you to stop what you're doing. That's it.
Who's the goblin?
Oh, that one? Oh, that one there. That one's a special one for Grizzop. I wouldn't want to share his secrets with all of you, of course. That wouldn't be proper.
I run to the door and yell, Grizzop!
I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are. All I'm going to tell you is that we are coming for you. And let me promise that every drop of pain and worry and fear you inflict on a single one of these people will be paid back 10 times upon you. And the only thing that is keeping you alive right now is that they are alive still. So I'm not going to stop. You are not in control here. We are. And you will regret this so much. And I scream.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, not down the mic.
Scream dragon fire into the mirror.
Oh, nice. Can you please describe dragon fire? Because I don't think you've ever done that before.
I haven't. It's not hugely dissimilar from a fireball, but it is slightly more powerful and it's less controlled.
Yeah, it's a bit more...
It literally comes out of my mouth. Like, my mouth changes shape as I scream. Whoa. And the fire just blasts. You know, like, so unlike a fireball, which sort of glows and then explodes
It's
gone. The dragon fire is...
It's more flamethrowery.
And it's a straight line, and it lasts, not for long, but a few seconds, while it just pours destructive magical energy into the mirror.
Did you break the mirror?
The mirror immediately shatters, and like good chunks of the metalwork and scrollwork around the side. The bits of it that aren't metal catch fire, and the bits of it that are metal melt a bit.
Hamid, what if... Grizzop!
I'm going to end the episode there.
Okay. Oh no, I wonder who this goblin is.
Oh no.
How exciting.
Stakes, stakes, stakes.
We do not negotiate with terrorists.
Look, none of this would have happened if you'd have all just allowed yourself to be killed by the Medusa. In a lot of ways, this is on you guys. And I want you to think about that.
I just want you to know we're going to do even worse things to the next character.
You're going to do terrible
you
things.
You remember that.
Terrible yes. things that my boss encounters.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Stab him and kiss him.
The Bookie Barnes School of Music. I know you don't like Captain America.
I don't understand you, Helen.